We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Beis Amid Beis, and we're really starting from Beis Amid Aleph, the middle of the Mishnah. We're middle of the Mishnah by Ein Donim Lo Yesah Shevet, and the first word on the line is Vishloisha. Now, first of all, Arifas Egla, we threw it under our breath. It means that Yedeinu Lo Yishafchu Es Adam, but really the Arifas Egla, the three Dayanim for Arifas Egla, is measuring between the cities. Like Tosfos says later on, speaks out that when it says Arifas Egla means, that's Tosfos Daf Yudal, and what Aleph says, it means measuring the from one space to another space, that's what it means, you need Gimel. Now, Zokta Vishdavayt, Ein Donim Loyes HaShevet V'Loyes Novi HaShaker. Loyes HaShevet means, the way Rashi learns over here, it's Rubo Yishal Shevet She'ovdo HaVedizor B'mezid. So if you dan the Shevet, the Reverend did a Varizara, you need a Bezdin of 71, like we'll see in a second. Ein Donim Loyes HaShevet, Loyes Novi HaShaker, a false prophet, V'Loyes Kohen Gadol, LRP Bezdin Shal Shivim V'Echa. You need the Bezdin of 71. V'Ein Moitzin L'Mechemes HaRashus. You don't go out L'Mechemes HaRashus, LRP Bezdin Shal Shivim V'Echa, only with a Bezdin of 71. What's Mechemes HaRashus? So Rashi says, Kol Mechama is called a Rishus, besides for Mechemes Yehoshua, Shehoisu Lichvay Shesheretz Yisrael. Besides for capturing Eretz Yisrael, it's always called Mechemes Rishus, and you need the permission of the Bezdin of 71. Eimes Sifim Aleir, you can't be Moisif on Yerushalayim, on Kedushas Yerushalayim, Vala Hazaros, El Api Bezdin, Shoshim V'achar, only Api Bezdin of 71. Ein Oysin Sanhendriyais L'Shvatim, that means all the cities had a Bezdin, also had a Bezdin of 71. There was a Bezdin HaGadol in the Lishkas HaGazas, in the Beis HaMikdash, but every city also had their own Bezdin. Each city had their own Bezdin also, and that had to be done api Shivim Ve'echad. And Sanhedrin means Sanhedrin Ketana of 23 was in every single city. We had one Bezdin HaGadol of 71 Lishkas HaGazas. But every single city had a Bezdin of a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23. And this had to be placed in every single city, like Rashi explains. So Meshivim Sanhedrin Ketana Shechol Gimel Chol Ir V'Ir. Kesit Tit Nechol B'Sherecha. And it says in the Mishnah, Lashon Shvatim, so it means that if a city had two different Shvatim, they needed two different Batei Dinim, then for each Shevet, two parts of the city. But each city had a mechiyev to have its own Sanhedrin, which is a Sanhedrin Ketana, which is 23. But it's pointed out Piyah Shivim Ve'echar, the Bezdin of 71, a Bezdin HaGadol. Ein Oysim Iran HaDachas, Ela Api Bezdin Shal Shivim Ve'echar. Again, all these things we'll learn more in the Gemara about. But Iran HaDachas is a city that did Avodah Zarah. You have to burn everything in the city, certain halachas. So that also is only done Api the Bezdin of 71. Ein Oysim Iran HaDachas B'Svar. You don't make Iran HaDachas on the border between the Jews and the Goyim, because you don't have a place on the border that's burnt out. So Ein Oysin Iran HaDachas B'Svar, V'lo Yish Shalosh. You also don't do three cities. V'lo Yish Nachas B'Shtayim. You can do one or two. That you could do, even this is even in the middle of the country. In the middle of the country, you can't do three, but you can do one or two. On the border, you can't make Iran HaDachas. Zog to Mishnah Vayta. Sanhedrin Gedoy L'Hoy Shushim V'Echad. Sanhedrin Gedol was 71, Dayanim, V'Ketana Shal Esrim V'Shloisha. And Ketana, small Sanhedrin was 23. And like we said, Dinin Fashos could be paskined Aydei Bezdin of 23, which means you can give Mises Bezdin or Bezdin of 23. Bezdin 71 is needed for certain things, like we said in the Mishnah. Now, how do we know the number of these two Sanhedrin? Menayin L'Gedolah Shishivim V'Echad. How do you know that the Sanhedrin HaGadol was 71 Dayanim? Shnemar says in the pasuk, this is by Moshe Rabbeinu, says Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Espoli Shivamish Mizikne Yisrael Asher Yadato Gihem Zikne Om Veshayitrov Lekachto Yisam El Moed V'Siach Shem Imach. So the pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe to gather 70 Ish Mizikne Yisrael, and on Moshe Agabeim, and Moshe is with them. So altogether, the first pasuk that the 71 Dayanim in the Bezdin HaGadol. Rav Yehuda Imer Shivim is only 70, and Moshe Rabbeinu was just the muflod, the head of the Bezdin, he was not part of the Bezdin, therefore 70 is enough. Umanayin liktana shishal esrim shloisha. I know a small Bezdin is 23. Shunema, it says in the Pasuk, v'shoftu eida v'tzilu eida. Eida shefetes v'eida metzeles. When it comes to Din Nefash, it says v'shoftu eida v'tzilu eida. There's the 10 of, the eida is 10, like we see in a second. There are 10 dayanim who are saying l'choiv, and 10 dayanim saying l'schus. So that's how much the minimum we need. Eidah Shevet, that's Eidah Metzalas. Eidah that's giving the punishment, that's saying he's chayav the punishment, and Eidah Metzalas, Arekar Esrim. How do you know, first of all, Eidah is 10? Shneim, it's in the Pasuk, by the Meragim, Amosel Eidah Arua Azois. Yotzi Yeshua V'Kalev, that they did not say Losh Nahar Baritz Yisrael, so the other Meragim were 10, because altogether were 12 Meragim, if you take Yeshua V'Kalev, it means there's 10. So we know Eidah means 10. So it says, Shoftu Eidah means you need at least 20 for the Din and the Fashas. So now, how do you know you need another 3? Menai Lohavi Oit Shloisha, because the Pasuk says in Parashat Mishpatim, Mash Shneima, V'Loi Siach Yerabim L'Rois. The halacha is, when it comes to chayiv, you don't go bust at a rabbim, which means if you have one more who is saying that, the majority is by one, that's saying that he's chayiv, you don't, that's not enough of a majority, you need more than one. Let's see achir rabbim l'royis. Shamea ni she'eya imohem l'toiva. From that alone, we have a diak, that dafka l'ra, the rayiv does not work. But l'toiv, one would work. So why does it have to say the end of that pasuk? You read the whole pasuk. The pasuk says that loy siach a rabim l'rois loy san al rivlin tois achri rabim l'hatois. So the end of the pasuk is achri rabim l'hatois. What's it going on? If it's going on toiva, we know already that if loy siach a rabim l'rois, the diak is that you could go to toiva after the roiv. And came loma nema achri rabim l'hatois. Why does the pasuk achri rabim l'hatois? To teach us loy ki hati yaschol l'toiva hati yaschol l'ra. To say like this, that to contrast and say like this, that loy siach ram l'rois, but l'toiva, you could go basu one, but akir ram l'hatois is for two. Two would be enough. Akir ram l'hatois is l'toiva. Hatiyoschol ra, loy katiyoschol l'toiva, hatiyoschol ra, hatiyoschol l'toiva api edachot, hatiyoschol ra api shnayim, hatiyoschol ra api two. If you look at Rashi over here, the Mashmeh, it's a little hard to read the Rashi. You have to see the Maram Mashah. Rashi says something like that it's Pashit that the Toiva works one extra because if you have, let's say, a case of, it's not in the gate because we don't have that number, but let's say it'd be 11 and 10. Or let's say it's better, 23. Let's say it's a 12 and 11. 12 saying Chayva and 11 saying Schus. So it's Mashmah Rashi, in such a case, since you don't go Basa the 12, so you go the Schos. So Zog Rashi, so for sure, a Rav of Schos works. Madach 12 Chayva and 11 Schos. You go the Schos, so of course the Rav of Schos. The problem is, it's not 100% true, like the Maram asks, that 12 against 11, you're right, you don't go the Chayva, but you don't go the Schos either. What you do is, you try to get more Dayanim to try to figure this out. That's what you do. So, therefore, Yeah, Rashi's lav dafka. Rashi's saying that if in such a case of 12 and 11, you don't go l'chayva, for sure, if it's one extra of a schus, for sure you'll go l'schus. And therefore, why do you need achir rabim l'hatois? To teach us that there is a case that you go bust the rabim by chayva, and what's that? That's the next level up, which is two people saying l'chayva, then you would go l'chayva. So now we know we need 22 at least. We need 20 because betzilu eid of shaft weida. And then we need, if you need a possibility of having two, and keeping the Vetzilu Eidu at 10, we need a possibility to have two extra to go L'chayv. So we have 22. So how do you know you need 23? So the Mishnah says, Amar Beis, Ve'ein, Bezdin Shokel. You can't have even Bezdin. Because then you might, if you have 22, you might land up at 11 or 11. So therefore, Ve'ein Bezdin Shokel, Masifim Lein Oid Achad, Harikan Esim Shloisha, you have 23. The truth is, if you have 23, it's really impossible. So that's what comes, you need 23. Just to speak out of kasha, I was going to ask, that it's, when you have 23, it's impossible to ever have two more, and to have exactly two more. Either you're going to have 12 and 11, which is one more, or you have 13 and 10, which is three more. It's actually not possible to have a case of two more, because that's just the way it is. It's not possible to have two with a number of 23. The Gemara will talk about that kasha.
And they were asked, 70
in Bezin
Shokel.
By 70? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds you like have Bezin Shokel. Rabbi Yehuda holds. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's because Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama says 71 because Moshe is included. Rabbi Yehuda said Shivan. Whom Taka does not hold, hold you like to have a Bezin Shokel. And we'll see about that on Gimel and Bez, Mezin Shem. So, first finish up the Mishnah. How many people do you need in a city to have a Sahedrin of 23? So, if it's a city of 120 people already, you could have a Bezdin of 23. Rabbi Chemya, you need more than that. Masayim, and the Gemara will darshan, why you need Meva Esrim? Rabbi Nechemiah Aymer, Mechemiah Aymer, Messiah Meshloishim. You need 230 people in the city in order to have a Bezin 23. Can I get Sari Asaris? Because you want to have each Dayan to be a master over 10 people, at least. Actually, he's one of the 10. But so therefore, you need a city of 230, then you can have a Bezin of 23, which would mean he will be in charge of every group of 10. Each Dayan will be in charge of that. So that's the other man, the Yom Hold, you need 230. So that kind of Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. The Gemara is going to deal with the first line, the first two lines of the Mishnah. Mishnah started off saying like this: Dine Mamunois Bishloisha. Gzelois Vichabalois Bishloisha. It says Dine Mamunois is three, and Gzelois Vichabalois is with three, three Dayan. So Gemara's kasha is, what exactly is Dine Mamunois and Gzelois Vichabalois? Otu Gzelois Vichabalois Lav Dine Mamunois Nenu. Gzelois Vichabalois is not Dine Mamunois. It's not part of Dine Mamunois. L'chari is part of Dine Mamunois. Well, what's separate? Dinei Mamunos v'Shloisha, Gzeilos v'Chabalos v'Shloisha. What's Gzeilos v'Chabalos? Gzeilos is, like what the Rashi in the Mishnah says, it means a Shomer that was Shaleach Yad, or he's Kofer, denies about the Pekadon, or he steals something, like a Gazlan, that's Gazlan. And Chabalos is someone's Chayel v'Chaveiro, someone hurts his friend, has to be Chamisha Dvarim. But isn't that Dinei Mamunos? That's payments, Dinei Mamunos. Amar Avavavu, Mahin Ketani. It's a pirish of what dinei mamonos are. Mahin dinei mamonos, gzeilos v'chabalos. What are dinei mamonos? Dinei mamonos is gzeilos v'chabalos. But what we're trying to come to exclude, aval adoyis v'havoyis, loy. But it's not adoyis v'havoyis. Adoyis v'havoyis is what? Adoyis v'havoyis is things that come from halva, like gemilas chesed. Hidois is a case where Edom come and say this person was Moidah. So you have to go to Bezdin to make sure that's good Edom. Edom come and say this guy was Moidah, they owe his money. And that's what Hidois said. And Halva is a guy that comes with Ede Halva. That the Edom come and say there was a Halva here. That he lent the money. This guy is saying, what do you mean, I never borrowed money. So either come with Ede Haida or Ede Halva. So there, that will not be included in Dinim Mamonei Spishloisha. Only Gzeilos v'Chabalos are part of Dinei Mamonos v'Shloisha. And we'll see what that means in a second, momentarily. But the Gemara explains, why do we have to speak this out? Say, Dinei Mamonos, Gzeilos v'Chabalos. V'tzricha. Ditton Dinei Mamonos, if just said a general term, that Dinei Mamonos is a three, Hava Amina, Filo Hidoyis v'Havoyis. You would think, even Hidoyis v'Havoyis are included in Dinei Mamonos, and you need three. So Tana Gzeilos v'Chabalos. Therefore, the Mishnah explains that I'm talking about Dafka Gzeilos v'Chabalos and not Hidois v'Avois. They don't have a din of Gzeilos. They don't have a din of three. We'll see what that means soon. What it means, they don't have a din of three. Only three Dayanim. Maybe, yeah. We'll see what that means. You don't need three. But it just said din of Mamonos. You think everything is included. Therefore, it says Dafka Gzeilos v'Chabalos to exclude Hidois v'Avois. V'itana Gzeilos v'Chabalos. So just start the mission saying Gzeilos v'Chabalos b'Shloisha. So why don't you start off like that, and don't say Dinei Mamonos. Like Tani Dinei Mamonos. Have a mina who adin that filo idoyis v'avoyis. You would think if it says Gzeilos v'Chabalos, I would think that's just lav dafka. It means also idoyis v'avoyis. So why would the Mishnah then say Gzeilos v'Chabalos? V'haydik Tani Gzeilos v'Chabalos. Which is the ikur gimel, the din of three. The ksivi is Gzeilos v'Chabalos ksivi. It's said by the parasha of Gzeilos v'Chabalos. Gzeilos, the ksiv, it says in the pasuk, "Menikrav balabayis el elohim," and we learn from those psukim there. It says three times elohim there, and that's how you know there are three dayanim. So that's the ikar pasuk of Gzeilos and Chabalos. We would know also because mali chayvav v'gufoy, mali chayvav mamoinoi. What's the difference between gufoy and mamoinoi? They're both the same thing. The pasuk of Gzeilos is actually talking about Shem Echinam there, which says the pasuk of Elohim, where Shaleach Yab B'Kadon, and that's the example we give of Gzeilos. And we're saying Chabalos would be the same thing, so therefore, if it just said Gzeilos and Chabalos, I think really it applies to all Dinei Mamonos, it's in Shloisha. But the reason why the Mishnah picks these out is because that's where it's said, that's where the Makar is. So, therefore, the Mishnah has to say, Tana Mahin Dinei Mamonos, Mishnah has to speak out, Dinei Mamonos with Shloisha, which are what? Which is Gzeilos v'Chabalos. Avoidois v'avoyis loy, but Toidois v'avoyis are not included in what the Mishnah says, Dine Mamonos v'Shloisha. It's not included. It has different din, and we'll have to see in the next Gemara what different din it has. But we're coming out like this, that when it says Dine Mamonos v'Shloisha, Gzeilos v'Shloisha means to exclude the Toidois v'avoyis. The Dafka dine dafka gzeilus b'chabos have a din shloisha, but not hoidois va'avois, that does not have a din shloisha. So the Gemara has a kash like this. So what are we talking about? So we're waiting to know. So what is this that's different? How is it different? V'lamai, how is hoidois va'avois, which is not included in dine mamas b'shloisha? So what is the halacha there? How is it different? If you say that when we're paskin on a hayda or havo, which means we're paskin on a loan, we don't need 3 dayanim. Va'amar Ravavo, Ravavo says shnayim shdonu dinei maminos l'divrei akoyle in dinei din. Ravavo says that if two people paskin dinei maminos l'divrei akoyle, it's nothing. So it's not the, and it's a kasha Ravavo on a Ravavo. This wouldn't be so shver because you should know the Izaman the Amu we'll see on Daf Gimel that holds Shneim Shadonu didn't work. It's like Tosef, this is what Tosef points out. But Ravavo is the one who says Mahen Katani, that we're coming to say what is Dinim Mamonos Gzeles Mechavol is not a Dois Avoy. So we're asking, so what is a Dois Avoy? They say it doesn't need 3. Ravavo himself holds that it needs 3. V'am Ravavo Shneim Shadonu Dinim Mamonos Devar Koil in the name Din. So what exactly is it? Are we talking about the Hidayus Valavois is excluded from the Dinamayus Shloisha? Ella. So what I spoke out is Tais the Maskel Divrei Akol. It says the Ravavo Ad the Ravo Parach. The Shmuel V'Sham Roy Savi Dinayim Din. Yeah. Ella Zok the Gemara. You know what it means that it's different. The Loi Beina Mumchim. You don't need Mumchim. What's a Mumchim? Like the Rashi explains, Mumcha is smuchim, they have smicho, not l'rishus menasi ladun, they have to have rishus from the nasi to paskin. So we're saying there's a difference about Hidayus Valavois. Does that need mumchim? So the shaila is why? Why is it different, Taka? What's different about it? So my kasava, ikasava ear of pashas kasav kan leboinayim mumchim, which means like this. The Gemara is saying that we know the Makar for 3 dayanim is from the parasha of Shemichinam. Not only that, that's where you learn the Inyan Mumchen also, because the Lashon Elohim means Mumchen. It's Mumchen. So now, there's a big shaila in the middle of the pasuk of the Shemrim. It says, Asher Yoyma Ki Huzeh, which means Moide B'miksas. So it's Machloikis Tanoim, if you need to have a Moide B'miksas by Shemrim. The Shem Chayev Ashvua just by denying the whole thing, or Dafka Moedim Miksas. So there's one man the Yama says that, yeah, the only time you Chayev Ashvua is by Moedim Miksas. But another man the Yama says that really Shemrim, they need a Shvua every time. You know why? Because they'll be Koifa Koil any case, because there's no Erem of Mayas over there. Because I the Shemrim are doing you a favor, therefore I'll deny the whole thing. It's not to be Chutzpah. But by Halva, you only chayav a shvua if you made a miksas. Because if you deny the whole thing, if you got to that level to be mechutzav and deny the whole thing, it must be a taka true that you never took a loan. So therefore, the halacha made a miksas by hava. Now the problem is, it says it in the parasha of Shemrim. So the man Yama said, this man Yama says, ear of parasha is kosov kan. The pasuk ki was there does not belong in the parasha of Shemrim. Shemrim is chayav a shvua out made a miksas. The pasuk ki was there belongs in the parasha of Em Kesef Talves Ami. So if you learn like that, so it comes out, there's a parasha of Halva'a in the Shemrim. And it says Elohim there. So then, you need Mumchim, you need 3 dayanim. So more kash like this, Mikasov, Ikasov, Ir of Parasha Kosov Khan, which means that the parasha of Halva'a is in the parasha of Shemrim. So the boy now Mumchim, you need Mumchim. Vikasov are ain't ear of parashas kosev kan. If you hold there's no ear of parashas, which means that the parasha of ki huzeh, it belongs where it is, and there's no parasha of halva in the middle of shemrim. So then, how do you know 3 at all? Shloish alamali. Why need 3? So to gemara lo oilam kosava ear of parashas kosev kan. Avada there is an ear of parashas, and it does say Elohim in the parasha of moedav miksas uvedinu de leboyinai mumchen and shvilini mumchen. So why is there a vote teaching in our Mishnah that Hidayus v'Havayus, which means Havayus is excluded from Mumchim? V'Haid loy bina Mumchim shum de Rebbe Chanina. Domer Rebbe Chanina. Tavar Torah, echad dina Mamonais, echad dina Fashois, v'derisha v'chakira. Really, side dina Mamonais, side dina Fashois, should need derisha v'chakira, which means when Edom come in, so by dina Fashois, you have derisha v'chakira. One is to find out what are they saying, the story. Get the story clear. The other one is that you have to be Baidik the Eidim, Be'ezer Yoim, Be'ezer Sha'a, what hour, what day, you have to be very exact. So really, by even the imamas, you need drisha v'chakira. Shenema, like the pasuk says, the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Shenema, mishpat echad yelachem. Sounds like one mishpat for everything. So ma tam omru. So why do we say dinamamas loybim drisha v'chakira? Does not need drisha v'chakira. He makes sure not lying. We don't need all the drisha v'chakiras, all the different questions that you ask dinam fashas. What's the pshat? Kedei shloy tinol delas b'fnei lavin. In order, you should not have a tinol delas b'fnei lavin. Which means like this. So we're saying about us also the same thing. Really, the parasha of Halva is in the parasha of Shemrim. And therefore, it should need the same thing as Shemrim needs. Same thing like Zeilus v'Chabal says, which is what? Three Dayanim that are Mumchim. So why are we, Rabbi Vo is saying, Pshat Mishnah is that they don't need Mumchim. You know why? Because if you always need Mumchim, then a guy will never lend money. Because if he ever has an argument with his Loiva, he have to go to find three mumchen. That's a big thing to try to get a bezdin mumchen. They have a long waiting list, and he's not going to be able to. He's not going to lend money. It's not worth it. Therefore, with sakin, all you need is three dayanim. You don't need three mumchen, and that's why halva is the dayanim are different. Not midrash, but rabbanon. They're different from rabbanon. Just like we will oiker the din of drisha v'chakira, we oiker the din of mumchen in order to have kedesh loytinol delos v'nei lavin. So that's what we're holding right now. We were saying that. L'chare dina marmis, Ravo says dina marmis of shloisha means dafka gzeilas v'chabalas, and ha'idah of Ravo is different. Does not need mumchen. Why not? Because there's a tunnel that's very loving. Great thing about Akasha, that there's a Gemara later on that says that this is the Gemara in the third parak, I think, that says, no, it's in the second parak, I'm not sure which parak this is in, later on, it's in the fourth parak, that says there that if the bezdin that not mumchen, so if they paskin, so then they're chayiv if they make a mistake. If a bezdin is a mumcha makes a mistake, they're part of the pain. Masha inkein, if you're not a mumcha, then you're chayiv. What's the reason? Because you have no reshus to paskin, therefore you're chayiv for mistakes. But now that we're saying that these three who paskin and halva, even though they're not mumchim, they have reshus to paskin. So if they have reshus to paskin, why are they responsible to pay if they make a mistake? The mice say they have reshus. That's a rash known as a kasha. Elamiyat rash says, Elamat ha-tohu, ha-diyotis v'inim amunash, lo yishalmu, de-kivin de-bereshus rabbonon ka-nachsi, havalu ka-mumchen. And mumchen don't have to pay. Elamiyat reading more inside, tohu lo yishalmu. And for the Gemara, no. Kol shkiyat ha-nel does for 11. If they're not going to be responsible for the psak, for sure you're going to have a... No one's want to lend money because you can't hold the dayanim responsible if they make a mistake. Therefore, that's why they are responsible if they make a mistake. Freit the Gemara kash like this. Ihachi. So we're learning what does it mean. Dina mamas b'shloisha, which is what gzelois v'chabalois b'shloisha, which means only the chavos have done three mumchen. Ihachi tarti ketani. Dina mamas b'shloisha hediyotes. The chavos b'shloisha mumchen. He says if a voice. Those was need three, but not mumchen. So why do we have to say it means mahein? Why do we say dinamaris b'shloisha zeils chabalos, which is what zeils chabalos? Why don't we say simple? Dinamaris is haidoyis va'avoyis, which is with three, and zeils chabalos is with three mumchen. And that's why it's not a one word, one line. That's why it's separated because one is haidoyis va'avoyis, which is adiyotis, and one is zeils chabalos. So yachid tartik tani. Why don't you say it like that? Why does it say shloisha again? If it's a mahein, if it's a pirush, let's say dinamamis, which is what? You don't say dinamamis b'shloisha, then gzeiros chabalos b'shloisha. Why is it shloisha twice? Elamarava says like this, that so Rava says, I'm tweaking it, not like a Ravo. I agree to Ravo and Halacha, but the way I'm teaching the Mishnah is that tartik tani, that it means dinam mamonois b'shloish. You know what dinam mamonois means? Haidois v'havois. That's three hadiyotis. Gzeles v'chabalois b'shloisha is b'shloisha b'mchen. So it's not a pirish, it's two different halachas. Dinam mamonois b'shloisha means haidois v'havois, which is hadiyotis. And that means b'shum de Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina says that even though it's in the parasha of Shoimrim, but still, because ear of parasha, still we set out shloit hinel das ve'lovin, it gets hadiyotis, and gzeilus v'chabalos is b'shloisha mumchen. So that's pshat in that Mishnah. Not pshat is a pirish mahein. It's pashut. Dina mamonos shloisha, gzeilus v'chabalos shloisha. Any questions? Anything shver? Wrong. What do you mean, Tere Demaris? We said Dina Marmis is a, and Pirish is the Gavalas. Dina Marmis means anything, means any Marmis. But we said that what's tied to the Mishnah, Dina Marmis, Shloisha, Aigzeos Gavalas is Marmis. So we said it means a Pirish. Frank Rava, it makes no sense what you're saying. If it's a Pirish, you say the word Shloisha in between, and why do you have to make a whole thing? So the answer is, Dina Marmis, Shloisha means Aidoiz Vavoiz, but three Aidoitis. And Aigzeos Gavalas means Mumchen. And that's the first shot. Huh? Huh? Yeah. Right. We just have the word dina mamonos, you would think it's everything, exactly. Now, yeah, of course. No, how many means that? Of course, yeah. So we say it means that. Dina mamonos alone, the marsas would mean that. Yeah, of course. I mean, dina mamonos is all mamonos, everything. It means everything. So just said, the marsas before, just said dina mamonos would mean everything. So the ravos before means only xalas for kabbalas. But Rava doesn't like that way that the Mr. reads. So he's the most walking smack up shot. Ravo, you're right in din. Your homes are right. Haidoizvah only needs diaitis, not a mumchen. But I'll read into the Mishnah beautifully. Dinim mamonis means halva shloisha. And xalas for kabbalas is shloisha also. Shloisha mumchen. And the Mishnah reads beautifully.